I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. An Islamic militant group recently kidnapped two Christian teenage girls in northern Nigeria with the intent of forced conversion. The rescue ignited a riot that destroyed six churches in Bauchi State. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Bernie Daniels says the violence will have little impact overall on the vibrancy of the church.
Nigeria is a nation where there is an active evangelism both in the southern part of the nation and also in the usually Muslim-dominated northern states. So evangelism will continue, the Church of Nigeria will continue to grow, despite this opposition from Islamic militants.
In Haiti, the question arises, which is more important, rice or education? Steve Goering says Worldwide Christian Schools is staying their course as they release a new curriculum.
Through education, the Haitians will be able to make a better life for themselves. I know it's not the only answer. There's got to be economic development, there's got to be social justice improvement, all these things, but education is a cornerstone of how those pieces come together.
The curriculum creates unity among Haiti's Christian schools, and this year alone, 40,000 students will learn more about Christ every day at school. And three people who don't yet know the Lord are now attending a church plant in southern Puerto Rico. Two families began attending after a short-term work team repaired their home. A total of 20 work teams are making the trip to Puerto Rico this summer to help with building projects at a year-round camp and retreat ministry. Pray for the growth of the new church. Pray also for the missionaries as they host and work with the work teams. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'd like to invite you to join me on a trip to Guatemala October 5th through the 11th. Travel with MNN listeners and Orphan Outreach to serve orphans by handing out special gifts and share the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.